Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday, August 6th, and it's a beautiful day. And regardless you are in the world, I hope you are having a wonderful day. It is 11 o'clock Central Standard Time Zone, and I'm going to let you know, in Dallas, it has been excruciatingly hot this entire week. Like, there is no refuge. It doesn't matter if you get under a tree, if you find a garage, it does not matter. The wind is not blowing. You're just going to anything. You're just escaping the direct sun contact. That's it. There's really no relief. The trees are not even moving. So, this is Texas for you. I'm originally from Oklahoma, as I've said before. And normally, if it's 100 degrees outside, it feels like it's 100 degrees. I'm not even going to make it seem like it feels like it's 100 degrees. The heat index may be 102, 103, but in Dallas, it could be 99 degrees, and the heat index is 120. No lie. Like, it feels hotter than what it really is because there's no wind. And the humidity out here is just, it's completely, completely different. But that's me on my little rant. I feel sorry for anybody out there that AC, I had one of my friends' AC went out on Wednesday, yes, in her house, not a car, in her house. So when she got home, of course, this is after hours now, she got home from work, and she was like, oh, I must have turned off the AC, which is a no-no to anybody that lives in the Midwest or the South. So she's like, goodness, it's hot. So after a little bit of time, she had realized that nothing had changed. And at that moment, she was like, oh, my gosh. And I think she ended up going to a relative's house that night. It is still hot at night. So anyway, if you are ever so lucky to where you don't have to get out in this heat, the sun, bless you, child. Because for me, I got a lot of running around to do. As Stacy, my beautiful co-host, she's on the line as well. She got up and Adam pretty early this morning.
No, because I'm just like you. I'm trying to get out of, you know, the heat, even though the AC is on full blast. It's hot. And then, as Dee mentioned, it's dry. It's a different kind of heat. It's dry heat for us. So it's like you can't escape it. You know, it's just dry heat. We don't have no ocean. There's no mountains. There's no wind. So it's just dry. But thank God that he created somebody with the mind to have invented AC. So we have that to be grateful for. And for the ones of us who don't work in the sun, who don't do construction work, and we just hop in and out of the building, that's comforting. So, you know. We just have a few more weeks to get through to August, and then we should start cooling down about September, October. So
December.
Yeah, we should start cooling down by September, October. It shouldn't be too bad. It should be like a nice little, you know. So, and the time is going by so quickly. Before we know it, we're complaining we're cold, and next minute we're complaining we're hot. So. It's what it is, but I'm just grateful that we don't have to work outside, and, you know, God bless the people who do, and hopefully they're staying hydrated, and, you know, I know, thank God for the work that they're doing, because it has to be done, whether it's construction, the roads, God bless their hearts, because I know I couldn't work in this heat, but outside, maybe if we have to, we would, but because our ancestors did it for years, so... You know, thank God we weren't born in those era where we wouldn't make it, child. Our generation, we would not make it. We would not make it.
We would scrape us up
off the pavement. But anyway, guys, that's what we're dealing with here in the Midwest.
You know, last week I had a little bit of technical difficulty, so I was not in. But last week marked a monumental period for Tea Talk Time.
Yes.
Last week was our 12-month anniversary. We started, I believe our first show was July 25th.
No, it was actually, no, it was this week. We did our photo shoot in July. That's why I think
July.
It feels like. Yeah,
okay.
It was actually
okay.
August the 4th, because it was on a Saturday. We were at, what is that park called again? Kendall.
We were downtown.
Downtown.
At Clyde Warren Park.
On Clyde Warren Park.
Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't nearly as hot.
Last year it wasn't nearly as hot as it is now, because we were pretty cool sitting in the park and you could actually feel wind, a little bit of wind, and the trees were blowing. So it was like August the 4th. So this week was actually our 1-year anniversary. So yay for us. We made it to 1 year. You know, very grateful for the support of my co-host as well as the people who continue to listen in to us, share our posts, share our you know, what we're doing and sharing the episode. We are extremely grateful and appreciative of it, because a lot of endeavors that people take on will make it to 6 months, let alone a year.
And
so,
even
know.
Thanks to all of the, every, you know, the events that we've been invited to, that we've been able to show up and make an appearance that we did. Well, last year we did quite a few. I know it was Runway Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That was last October, and then we did the
and then we also did
Foundation with Jabari Johnson, former NBA player who has a great foundation. He had the celebrity basketball tournament. I believe that was in November. I can't remember, but he has another event coming up, and we'll talk about that after we, you know, towards the end of today's show. But the most recent event that we went to was last month with Keith Garner, Sebastian Cruz, at Ogle School, the Face-Off. There we go.
Face Off that they do on annually every year, and that was
oh my gosh, that was super duper packed. That was crazy packed. And that venue.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say it was just a really nice venue, and it was crazy packed. Thank you, Keith, for allowing us or inviting us into your everyday world. And it, like I said, Ogle, that was a sight to see as far as a all-out fashion, beauty, glamour competition. It was really, really neat.
Mm-hmm. And the venue that Dee's talking about is the Palladium Ballroom.
That's
downtown Dallas. And it's that was my first time ever going to an event in that venue. And I have to say, it was a really nice space. It was set up well. It was well put together. The entire event was well put together. It was professionally organized, sponsored, promoted, and everything. But we're talking about Ogle. Ogle is a brand, you know, global school. It's all over the States. So they did their thing, and it was great. Dee was working her butt off, doing her photography and stuff like that, and her video stuff. If you guys don't know, check out DTV Unleash. That's her other ventures. Where she does her photography and auditing and, you know, capturing images and putting it all together and making it look like one cohesive thing. That is amazing. So check that out, guys, which is DTVUnleash.com. So, you know, and our YouTube channel too. So today we're basically paying homage to all the people that have supported us and allow us to be a part of their world, including we were also a part of the O.J. Simpson trial this year. That was one of the biggest show that was on network TV. We were honored to be a part of that event, too. That was in April of this year that they had out here in Dallas in Addison. So
yeah, it was the watch party for the final episode of the O.J.
versus the People.
O.J. versus the People. It was it brought that whole, it just kind of like revived that whole, the whole issue. And, you know, there's a lot of speculation. Stuff started popping up all of a sudden 20 some odd years after the verdict was reached. Someone found a knife and supposedly, and, you know, I think America will still be divided on who they feel is responsible for that. But I think, I do believe the producers of that show really was able to bring, they brought it.
Yeah.
They
with FX Network, wasn't it?
FX Network.
Yeah.
They completely brought it. And Dale Gobolt, I think, Gobolt?
Gobolt, Dale Gobolt.
Gosh. Okay. Yes, so I hate messing up people's names, but he graced us with his presence on our show. He played one of the leading attorneys
for
the Cochran firm, right? For the series that came out on FX. So it was a good show. He had a really great call as well, and people came out and supported that. And like you said, it wasn't. And what was the name of the location?
It was Azure in Addison.
Azure.
They had the watch party at Azure in Addison. So, yeah, and that was also too my first time to that venue in Addison as well. So, yeah, I'm getting an opportunity to explore Dallas. You know, for the nightlife of Dallas and what else we have to offer apart from the networking event. So that's been cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now we also
like, there's so much stuff going on, especially with what's happened here recently in the news with people wanting to reunite and come together. There is a celebrity basketball tournament this year brought to you by, it's called Hoops for Healing. It
mm-hmm.
is August 20th. The same individual group that brought the celebrity basketball tournament last year. And I don't know how many people were there last year. I can't remember. It was
sold out.
It was
packed.
Crazy packed. The radio stations were there. There was a lot of vendors there. It was a lot of support. And that last year's celebrity basketball tournament was for diabetes, for education, and sharing, you know, knowledge. It's mainly educating about the disease. This year, the organizers decided, in light of what was going on or what is going on to with the communities, this year's theme is to help the community mend by joining together with to try to come to a common ground. So this year's celebrity involves the community and the police department. It's called Hoops for Healing, which is a really good event. It's a great cause. It goes to nonprofit organization led by Jabari Johnson. He is the founder of Heads Up Foundation, a mentorship program for youth. They also have a basketball camp. Just a really great organization, and it's August 20th, which is 2 weeks from today, in Dallas, called Hoops for Healing. Hashtag look it up. It'll have all the information and details. They have a lot of heavy hitters, former NBA players, NFL players that have confirmed to play, as well as some that will be there just to support. Of course, you'll have the local that are there, that will be there to, you know, be a part of this opportunity to try to unify our community.
And we will be also sharing that information as well on the Tea Talk Time fan page. So look out for that with all the information about Jabari's Foundation and that event that is coming up in the next 2 weeks. So you guys can have all the details there too as well. And don't you have something else coming up as well, Dee, that you wanted to share? Is that next week?
On the 26th at Macy's is part of, has joined a partnership with the organization of Close to My Heart, which is the Miss Black America Co-Ed pageant. They have joined forces and agreed to participate or have us to participate in their back-to-school push. Now, many of you guys know how Macy's is. They have secret and select dates in which they have certain sales and what have you. So basically, with that being said, they have so many $5 coupons here, $15 coupons, or they may have a 5% off, a 10% off. Well, this week, from now up until the 27th, you can go online to MissBlackAmericaCoEd.org, click on the support or sponsorship. They're on both pages, and it will take you to a page in which you are able to click on the Macy's. There's a logo, and for $5, you can get a 20% discount tab. You can get 20% discount off of your Macy's purchase. So you'll get a buying pass. You pay $5, you get 20% off, which is phenomenal. And even better, all of that money, 100% of that money goes to Miss Black America Co-Ed. So it's not like a portion of the $5. 100% of that goes to Miss Black America Co-Ed, which is a pageant here for young girls as young as 5 and up. They have pageants for the princesses, high school students, as well as college. They offer scholarships. Just a great organization that I think anybody and everyone who has a young lady or a girl in their life that they think could definitely benefit through sponsorships, unity, and learning how to connect with other young ladies.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's all we have going on right now, where those are the new upcoming things that we definitely will be sharing, and so you guys can have all the information. And, again, we express our gratefulness, our thanks, and our thoughts to everybody that has invited us to different events, called in, support, spend your time with us sharing the events. All of the above, we have appreciated it. We are very grateful. You know, as we said, so many people have started ventures and don't even make it 6 months, let alone a year. So we're extremely grateful for that and for the other opportunities that it has allowed us and the different people we have met and networked with. So I think that's all we have right now in terms of what Tea Talk Time has been up to and what we have going on. You know, we're not – right now we still have some other stuff that we're working on and that we want to do, but for now we're just going to put those things on the back burner, and you know, before we make any public announcements about those stuff. But we are excited this morning though. We are waiting on our guest from Revamp the Runway. She's the creator of Revamp the Runway. She's been on the show before when we just was that a few months ago? I think it was a few months ago. Uh-huh. But she has an incredible organization, and you know, that she created out of pain. But out of her pain, she has given it a purpose. And she's shining like a star that she is, and she's helping people. So Revamp the Runway, it is about fashion. So this is fashion with a purpose, and in her philanthropy of how she has helped people, you know, just to find strength and just to find hope again. And knowing that not because you made a mistake or a detour in life, it doesn't mean you can't pick yourself back up and get back on the, you know, your route and find your journey again. And so we are excited to have her back on the show again. And it's Isley Williams is her last name, but she's not on yet. So we're just holding for her. But that's our special guest this morning, and she's going to discuss where she started, how she got started, how far she has come, and what she's doing, and tell us a little bit about the event that is coming up for next month. It's going to be better. That's right, Dee?
Right. Now, the event is next
September, September 3rd. September 3rd. So it's actually a few short weeks from here. Now, it seemed like it was a long time ago. It seemed like it was, I believe it was in July when we spoke with her. Or, you know what, it might have even been June. So we definitely told her she can definitely come back and share with us, you know, bring us a little bit more. But when we first spoke with her, she basically gave her story and her background and shed a little bit of light on the topic and the issue of abortion. She made a decision. She was already a mother. She was a college student. She had made a decision to go ahead and abort this pregnancy, and she was under the impression that it would be something that was easy to handle and that she would feel great and whatever, you know. But what she learned was that it wasn't as easy to get over as she thought or as she anticipated. With that came a lot of healing and what she wanted to do based off of her own experience. What she found out was that she could help others, and just by sharing her story, she didn't realize how she had impacted others in her walk and in her journey. And I know a lot of times, you know, things of that nature seem to be a little taboo for us to discuss. You know, there's people that are women who have decided to abort for whatever reason, or young women, or young ladies, teenagers that may have decided to abort, and they don't necessarily, you know, they're not necessarily prepared for what comes after that. So she came on and she gave us some insight, some things that I don't even think I would have even thought of or considered, and this birthed this wonderful movement. She is online right now, and we will go ahead and I will ask Stacey to go ahead and introduce or unmute, because Stacey has the board. I'm just tagging along.
Yes, guys, give me one second here. I am definitely trying to do that. I'm not sure what's going on here.
But, yeah,
there we go. So she is hello, Isley. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. You're always welcome, love.
Thank you.
So I know you had the opportunity to listen in a little bit on what we were talking about. We were just pretty much trying to refresh the audience memory of the show previously while you were on and what you're doing with Revamp the Runway. So, you know, at any point you can jump in and just pick up where we left off. We talked a little bit about your journey, you know, what caused you to start this old organization and decide to do Fashion with a Purpose, you know, to give people hope again, to live again, to dream again, and to hope again, and realize that even if you make a detour in life, you can still get back on the horse, you can still get back in the car and, you know, and reroute, as the GPS says.
Exactly.
The term, reroute.
Yes.
reroute your journey, you may go in a different direction, but you can always reroute and get right back to the destination that you intended to go on. So, you know, with that being said, you can jump in when you want and just let us know about the upcoming events and, you know, where life has taken you in the past couple of months since the last time you were on.
Yeah, I can imagine getting an event together such as this. And, you know, this isn't brand new. This isn't the first year. But I know there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on between, especially in the last 90 days leading up to the event.
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes, there has been so much.
Toss and turn. Unforeseen events.
Yes, exactly. The planning process in general is crazy, but I love every moment of it. You ladies were right on. We try to strive to do fashion with a purpose. So for the last couple years, like you said, we've been donating towards a cause that helps women and men in the community that have been affected by post-abortion trauma. And this year we actually branched out a little bit so that way we can be able to help out the community a little bit more. Our proceeds are going to be benefiting City Square. City Square is such a great organization. They're based out of downtown Dallas. And what they do is they try to change the way that we see our homeless people that are on the streets. So recently Tent City was demolished, and about 4,000 homeless people that have been living under the bridge for about 12 years lost their homes, considerably their homes. It was outside, but they lost their homes. So now they've just been on the streets in different neighborhoods and getting pushed around. And that organization really wants to change the way that they look, that we as a society look at homeless people and see them as neighbors, because they believe, and I believe this as well, that we're all impoverished in some type of way, whether it be a mindset or something that we might be going through in life. And if we're not now, we may be, you know, we never know. So we want to be able to help that organization because they are really striving to help the homeless people. They have built 50 small little homes, those little cute homes. I don't know if y'all have seen them, but they're just these small little homes. But their effort is to build these little communities so that way they have somewhere to go and somewhere to live, and they help them with job training and really to get them out of the cycle that they tend to get stuck in, as far as like they might have felonies or mental disorders, but they really try to help them to build them up and not suppress them in society. And Revamp the Runway is all about giving back to the community. That's where our heart is. So we like to bring together emerging artists to be able to honor the people that are, you know, serving our community. There are people out there that are really trying to help and build up our society and make it more positive, and we want to be able to add to that, and we want to be able to give back to those people and honor those people that night. So we have a lot of artists that come together and just really build and do something better for the community. So we're really excited. It's coming up. You were mentioning like what we have done in the last 90 days. There's so many things that people don't think about. I think people just see the lights and the, you know, everything of the day of. But, man, you have to think about, like, getting the venue process and the decorations and the hosts together, making sure everybody's trained on what they're supposed to be doing and staying organized. So it's an ongoing process of trying to get it together. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it. So I'm very excited.
That's great. That is wonderful. And yeah, we know, as I said, when you're planning such events of this magnitude and it's benefiting so much people and there is other hands that are involved, it's tedious, and it's, you know,
yeah,
you have to be on top of everything to make sure everyone is on the same page. You know,
exactly.
You have to delegate well too, as well, to make sure that no one is duplicating work and wasting resources and time, you know, that you
right.
are assigned to this project and this thing only, and that will be 20 people. So, yeah, we know it can be complicated. And, you know, for our listening audience, again, we have our guest here on the line with us from creator and director from Revamp the Runway, and her name is Isley Williams, and I am pronouncing it properly.
Yes, you are.
But she is on social media. She's on social media. If you guys would like to look her up, and her first name is spelled I S L E E, and that's Williams with an S, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if you guys want to look her up as well and follow her on whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, I'm sure she's on all three, and see more about what she's doing, you know, not just with Revamp the Runway, but personally, and I am going to ask a question a little bit that is not somewhat about Revamp the Runway, even though, you know, I commend you for your what you're doing in the community. I think philanthropy work is one of the greatest things that servants that we can do.
Yeah,
because
I believe it.
Like, we take so much. Yeah, and sometimes it's good to give back without not having any, even any reward in return or any expectation.
Right.
It's just that
right.
You know, being a part of something bigger than yourself or making a
mm-hmm.
change among human beings, because it's a lot of things. You know, sometimes you may touch somebody in the slightest little way and you may not know it until probably, even if it takes them 20 years to change their
right.
life, they remember that person, that teacher, that woman that sat next to them on the bus, you know,
exactly.
Or somebody like
yes.
me that decided to do an event for me pro bono to get me started, you know, get my stuff out, my information out there, exposure, whatever the case may be. You never know how it changed or shaped someone's life. So, you know, for people who give back in any way, shape, or form, people like yourself, people like Dee, I commend you guys. I take my hat off to it, because we live in such a world where it's so much about me, and people take
yeah.
it but never give in. So,
yeah,
I commend you for that work.
I think she,
thank
I think
so
last
much.
Time she touched on that too, when you were talking how someone had said something about a video that you shared, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, or someone had reached out to you about something, and you went to a birthday party of her daughter, and she
oh,
had made a decision.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
On the video that she saw, not knowing who she was, and but she.
Well, I think this was a friend.
Later.
Friend of yours, or.
Yeah, it was a friend. So she saw my the video that I made about my story as far as being post abortive and just the transformation that it took, and she saw that, and she was pregnant at the time, and her and her boyfriend were planning on having an abortion. And then she reached out to me and said, I watched your video, and I just really was, I just think that it's, I need to keep my baby. She already had four kids, but she just felt like that's what she needed to do. And then I got to go to the birthday party. I think it was like a 1 to 3-year-old, I can't remember, but it was just really amazing. You know, I don't have to say anything, but just on the inside of myself to just think, you know, what if I never would have made that video, or even if that one person wouldn't
right.
have saw it, what? You know, that
right.
child may not
right.
have been in the world to be, you know, to make their parents happy. You know what I'm saying? I would have never experienced that. And that's a beautiful thing in itself, in myself. That was the first time I shared that story about, you know, that particular person. But it really is moving to just be able to move, change someone's life, even if it's just a smile, you know, it really is.
Right. Yep, and that's what
it's all about.
I always, it really is, Dee. That's really what it's about, and that's what I always say to people. You know, it's important how we live. You know, somebody once said to me that it's not important how you live, it's important how you die. And to me, I was like, actually, I think it's more important how we live, because how we live greatly impacts how we die. You know, sometimes
right.
the way we live even hasten our death. So, you know, you have to be careful how you live, because just in you living and in just in you deciding to share, you save the life, not directly, you know, connected to you, but in a way you're now connected because you had a chance to experience that child's birthday or to see her grow up or even see pictures on social media or whatever it is. So,
right.
you know, you don't know who's watching or how the way you choose to live impacts somebody else, because that can motivate somebody to do something different or to change their life in a dramatic way that you don't even know about.
And,
exactly.
You know, applauding, you know, also not only just the story, because you've transitioned, you've moved to outside of one particular purpose to a wider purpose to say, hey, I can impact other areas, other people through
different ways. So I applaud you for opening your heart out and being like more than one dimensional, which is nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
If your focus is one way, but to be able to also look and say, hey, there's a need in the homeless community. There's a need in this aspect of life and say, hey, I can use my platform, which is Revamp the Runway, to help
mm-hmm.
bless others. That's also very commendable. The
Thank
event,
you.
Everyone is, you're welcome. I mean, it is what it is. He said, hey, let me open this up. You know, Revamp the Runway has a Facebook page and it has all of the information as it relates to Revamp the Runway, the event that's going on. The event is in, if my math is correct, 3 weeks, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, in 3 weeks, so we got the 21 days is the countdown. There's a blog. There's from last year's Revamp the Runway. And this year it is in downtown Dallas at the RQJ Wellness Center, 300 North Ackard Street in Dallas, Texas. If you go to the website, you have all the information there as far as what to expect. A beautiful website. A lot of information on there. It's not too busy, and it has enough information for you to know where you need to be on September 3rd. You can
yes.
buy tickets. Tickets are available online through the website. And also, again, if you go to the Revamp the Runway Facebook page, there's Eventbrite. I always mess that up. Eventbrite links. And it's more than just fashion. There is, you know, there's food. There's fashion, there's art, there's music. You say, I said food, I'm hungry.
Yes, but there is
but,
food, too. Yeah, there is food. We'll have free margaritas and light bites. So you come in, you'll have, you know, a little art showcase. You'll have some musicians. And we have four amazing emerging artists, designers that are coming out to showcase their work. And we'll have a photo booth. We like to do things really fun. We like to revamp the way you see runway. We like to be inclusive. We want people to feel like anybody can go to a runway show. We want people to have a good time, get a babysitter, enjoy your boo, just enjoy yourself. So we like to do things really fun and vibrant and different and keep it live and going. So I think if you go out, you'll have a great time. You'll have a great time.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so. You guys have a lot going on for that. I mean, photo booths, free margarita, drinks.
Yes.
I mean, anybody don't like who doesn't like free. This is
yes.
definitely a booth. This is definitely, you know, something that you guys definitely want to be a part of. Definitely want to go check out. Get your tickets early. Buy a ticket for somebody else, as we are talking about random acts of kindness and paying it forward. You know, purchase if you can. You know, buy a ticket for someone else, a girlfriend, a sister, or something, if you can afford to. You know, let me make sure I put that out there. If you can afford to, buy a ticket for someone else, and definitely check out the event in 3 weeks. And if you want to go ahead, Isley, and as we're counting down, I think we have about 10 seconds left in the show this morning. It's a shorter show for us since we're just doing like a recap and you feature guests and featuring your event today, which is Revamp the Runway that is coming up in September. If you want to throw the website information out there again for the audience so they can have that.
Yes, most definitely. Get your tickets today. Pre-sale tickets are $20. You can get them at www.revamptherunway.eventbrite.com, and you can check us out, follow us on social media and all the social media outlets. And I just have to say that any good leader that's out there that's trying to do something and make a difference in someone's life, they can't do it alone. So I want to thank my team and everybody who has supported us through the efforts, whether it be through prayer or it be through every event that we have going on, trying to get it pushed out there. I have PR groups and people that have really just volunteered their time and their abilities to get it done. So thank you, guys. I'm excited for September 3rd. Y'all get your tickets to revamp the runway. Woo!
All right. Can't wait. Right. This is going to be nice. And thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing with us and sharing a portion of your Saturday with us, because we know you're working towards the show. So thank you for taking time out to meet with us and to speak with us in the audience today.
Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate
it. Appreciate it. No, you're
welcome.
Until
next time, y'all have a good one.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. And I didn't get a chance to ask you what I wanted to ask you, but I will definitely hit you up in social media and find out. I was going to ask you how the book is coming. So that I encouraged you to write last time. But we can talk about
you
it later.
Did. Okay. Thanks for keeping it fresh on my mind. Y'all have a good Saturday.
Yes, put it on your calendar.
You too.
Hey.
All right.
That's perfect. Thank you. Did you say something, Dee? Dee?